O my soul, magnify the woman who is higher in honor than the armies of heaven. Mortal tongues are unable to befittingly praise you. Even celestial minds are dazed extolling you, O Lady Theotokos. Nonetheless, since you are good, accept our faith and longing. You know that we revere you with God-inspired love. You are the protectress of Christians, and we magnify you. O my soul, magnify the Lord who came to the Jordan to be baptized. As a prophet, O David, be with us in the Spirit. Sing to those who are to be baptized. Come to God in faith and be enlightened. This poor man, and namely Adam, who had fallen, cried, and indeed the Lord heard him. He came and revealed himself, and in the Jordan's waters renewed injured humanity. O my soul, magnify the Lord who from the forerunner accepted to be baptized. Now Isaiah is saying, wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, and put away the evils from your souls before the Lord's eyes. Let the thirsty go to the living water, for Christ will sprinkle water which cleanses and renews on those who run to him with faith. And he baptizes them in the Spirit for everlasting life. O my soul, magnify the Son to whom the Father's voice bore witness. So by grace and the seal let us preserve ourselves, O faithful. The Hebrews long ago escaped destruction when the blood was on the lintel. Now for us this sacred labor of regeneration will be a passing over and exodus to life, where we shall see the never-setting light of the Trinity.